Friends, we're gathered here today to listen to The Loved One by Evelyn Waugh. And friends, I want you to know that it was adapted for radio by Bill Matthews. Episode 3.
Who's the next problem from, Rhoda?
Amy Thanatogenes, Mr. Sloan.
Oh, not again. What does she want this time?
It's to tell us that she now doesn't like the man she liked before, who she used not to like in that way, and she does like the man she didn't like before, who she did like in that way, and she's confused.
Right. She's confused. Here, let me see. I got it. Take this down, Rhoda. Dear Amy, I am the tiniest bit worried by the tone of your last letter. A home-loving, home-making American girl should find nothing to complain of in the treatment you describe. Your friend was doing you the highest honor by inviting you to meet his mom. Make that mother. And she would not be a mother in the true sense if she had not wished to see you. Nor do I think in reflection on him if he helps her in the kitchen. You say he looked undignified in his apron. Surely it is the height of true dignity to help others. You are well aware of the defects of the second friend you mentioned. Poems are very nice things, but, in my opinion, a man who will cheerfully take his part in the humble chores of the home is worth 10 glib poets. Yours, Guru Brahman. Is that too strong?
It is strong, Mr. Slump.
Good. I feel awful this morning. Girl sounds like a prize bitch anyway.
The next one is from the woman who bites her nails.
What did we advise last time?
Meditation on the beautiful.
Tell her to go on meditating.
Mr. Schultz, I want to improve my position.
Not just now, Dennis. We got this Alsatian funeral to get through.
But Mr. Schultz...
Dennis, it's our first dinner month now. Quiet.
I'm thinking of getting married, you see. My girl doesn't even know I work here. She's romantic. She wouldn't approve.
Well, just tell her you can't afford to be romantic on $40 a week. There's no money for a raise at the moment. Now, quiet. The reverend's about to start.
Dog that is born a bitch hath but a short time to live and is full of misery. He cometh up and is cut down like a flower.
Hallelujah!
He fleeth, as it were, a shadow and never continueth in one stay.
Your check, Reverend.
Oh, thank you. I hope we'll do business again soon.
Reverend, how does one become a non-sectarian clergyman?
One has the call.
Yes, of course. But what happens after the call? Is there a non-sectarian bishop who ordains you?
Certainly not. Anyone who has received the call has no need for human intervention.
Well, so all you have to do is decide you're one and then set up shop.
There is considerable outlay, Mr. Barlow.
A friend of mine has the call, Reverend Bartholomew.
Well, I should advise him to think twice before answering it.
Really?
The competition gets hotter every year, especially in L.A.
My friend was thinking of making a speciality of funeral work. He has connections.
Chicken feed, Mr. Barlow. There's more to be made in weddings and christenings.
See, my friend doesn't feel quite the same way about weddings and christenings. Would you say, Reverend Bartholomew, that a non-sectarian clergyman was the social equal of, say, an embalmer?
I certainly would, Mr. Barlow. There is a very deep respect in the American heart for ministers of religion.
And you don't have to believe in anything.
A belief in God is expected, but it's purely optional.
Amy, where are you taking me?
The Lover's Food. It's part of the great Whispering Glades tradition the Dreamer introduced 2 years ago. Lots of couples come up here.
I'm not sure I want to go where lots of couples go.
Here. We have to wait our turn. All we have to do is kiss on the lover's seat, and we're engaged. It says so on that plaque.
Yeah. According to the tradition of the Glens, lovers who plight their troth on this seat and join their lips through the heart of the Bruce shall have many a canty day with Ain and Niver and Morn Totter down hand in hand. That's good. I haven't Morn Totter for ages.
Come on. It does now.
Thank God I didn't copy any Robert Burns.
What?
Nothing.
Are you on the other side of the throne now, Dennis?
I'm here. Are you ready to read the oath? Mm-hmm. All right. One, two, one, two, three, four. Till the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt we the sun, I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run.
While the sands of life shall run. Now we kiss the window.
I'm game. Well, now we've plighted our truth.
Yes, and we're engaged. I had better write to tell Mr. Joyboy. And look, somewhere else.
Send her our usual letter of congratulations.
But Mr. Slump, she's marrying the wrong one.
Yeah, don't mention that side of it. She might write back.
Dear Guru Brahman, 3 weeks ago, I wrote you that everything was all right, and I had made up my mind and felt happy. But I am still unhappy, more unhappy than I was before. Sometimes my British friend is sweet to me and writes poetry, but often he wants unethical things, and is so cynical when I say, no, we must wait. I begin to doubt whether we shall ever make a real American home. Then there is my career. I was offered a big chance to improve my career, and now no more is said of that. The head of the department is the gentleman I told you of who helps his mother with the housework, and since I got engaged to my British friend and wrote to tell him, he doesn't even speak to me except to tell me what to do. Please help. Amy Thanatogenes.
Yep. That's how women are. It just breaks their hearts to let any man go. Next.
Mr. Slump, aren't you going to answer her letter?
Rhoda, my job here is supposed to be to help people, okay? But sometimes you just got to accept. Some people are simply beyond help.
Yeah, I see what you mean. All right, I'll answer it.
Mr. Joyboy.
Miss Thanatogenes.
I was so sad to hear about your mother's parrot dying.
Thank you for your concern. I've just been at the Happier Hunting Ground now, arranging Sammy's interment.
Mr. Joyboy, I'd like to show you this.
What is it?
It's a poem my fiancé wrote. I just wanted you to see how much he feels for me, that his love is true.
Amy, thy beauty is to me like those Nassian barks of yore that gently o'er a perfumed sea the weary, wayworn wanderer bore to his own native shore. Amy, this is a very beautiful thought. The British guy I saw you with on Tuesday, he wrote this?
Yes, he's a very prominent poet in England.
Oh, is that so? I never met one of those before. Is that all he does?
He's studying to be a pastor.
That's so. See here, Amy. If you have any more of his poems, I should greatly appreciate seeing them.
Why, Mr. Joyboy, I didn't know you were one for poems.
Sorrow and disappointment kind of makes a man poetic, I guess.
I've lots of them. I keep them here at Whispering Glades.
You know, Amy, I was at the Knife and Fork Club dinner last night, and I became acquainted with a literary gentleman from Pasadena. I'd like to show these poems to him, and maybe he'd like to help your friend in some way.
Why, Mr. Joyboy, that's real chivalrous of you.
And I was wondering, Amy, Mom doesn't know so many people in this state, and I won't be able to go with her to the funeral because the vice governor's due to die, and I have to be on call. She certainly would appreciate a friend by her side.
Oh, Mr. Joyboy, of course. I'd be honored to go with her.
Would you? Well, I call that real nice of you. I really do.
They call this the funeral parlor. If my Sammy had realized he'd end up here, he'd have died out east while he still had time.
I'm sure he's being well looked after, Mrs. Joyboy.
Oh, yeah? And who asked you? Anybody home?
Did Madam call?
Dennis!
Where's my Sammy? What have you done with him?
Your parrot is here in the open casket, madam, and on behalf of the Happier Hunting Ground, may I pass on my heartfelt condolences on your tragic loss?
Oh, yeah.
The Reverend Bartholomew will commence the service as soon as you so desire.
What kind of flowers are those? My Sammy looks more alive than they do.
Madam, before we start, were there any last words?
Yeah, he said, "Who's a pretty boy, then?"
No, I meant from you.
Of course not. Let's start, shall we?
Parrot that is born of parrot.
What are you doing here?
What about you? Are you related to the deceased?
I am representing Mr. Joyboy.
And I am representing the Happy Hunting Ground.
Now I know why you're so obsessed with my work. You just wanted to copy it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Death imitating art.
Would you mind explaining this unfortunate situation?
What? Oh, the open casket, you mean. I did advise Joyboy against it.
Oh, be quiet! Do you think that all the time, at this place...
Look, accept it, my sweet. We've both been framed, stitched up a treat by that sanctimonious pest Joyboy.
Mr. Joyboy is the most distinguished and dignified man I have ever met.
Oh, dear, it's back to that, is it?
Oh, I don't believe it. Thanatogenous again. Here, Rhoda, what does she say? I don't seem to be able to read this morning. Oh.
She has had a terrible awakening, Mr. Slump. Yeah. The man she thought she loved proves to be a liar and a cheat.
Oh, tell her go marry the other guy.
That seems to be what she intends doing.
Amy, look here. It's the new edition of The Mortician's Journal. There's a picture of us on page 17.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Best news is, the dreamer has promised to attend our wedding.
I'm so happy, Mr. Joyboy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have noticed that the radiant smiles have returned to the loved ones you send to me.
They're smiling for you, Amy. Oh, and Amy, best thing is, you don't have to call me Mr. Joyboy anymore.
Oh, Mr. Joyboy.
Ah, the elusive and beauteous nymph is captured eating a nut burger.
Go away. I don't want to see you again.
And have you forgotten we're engaged to be married? The day when I shall claim you is nigh.
Oh, I'd rather be dead.
Well, there is that alternative. But let's get this clear. Do you deny that you solemnly swore to marry me?
A girl can change her mind, can't she?
Well, you know, I don't honestly think she can. You made a very solemn promise.
Under false pretenses. All those poems you pretended you wrote for me. All by other people. Some who passed on hundreds of years ago.
So that's what's bothering you, is it?
And that horrible place where you work. I'm going now. I don't want to eat anything.
Well, you chose this place. When I took you out, I never bought you nut burgers, did I?
You never bought me anything. I had to pay for you.
I just by the by, Amy. Listen, you can't walk down the street crying like that. Come on, Amy, let's not have a tiff.
I loathe everything about you.
When I last saw you, we were engaged to be married. I think I'm entitled to some explanation. So far, your only complaint is that I'm not the author of some of the best-known poems in the English language. Well, I ask you, is Joyboy?
No. You meant me to think that you wrote them. I shall never believe anything you say again. To think that all the time you were going out with me, you were secretly going to that place.
My dear, you as an American should be the last to despise a man for beginning at the bottom of the ladder. I mean, I can't claim to be as high in the mortuary world as your Mr. Joyboy, but I am younger, very much better looking, I wear my own teeth. Furthermore, I have a future in the non-sectarian church and expect to be head chaplain at Whispering Glades when Mr. Joyboy is still swilling out corpses.
Oh, do be quiet! You bore me so.
Amy, as your future husband and spiritual director, I must inform you that that is no way to talk to the man you love.
I don't love you.
Till the seas gang dry, my dear.
I haven't the faintest idea what that means.
And the rocks melt me the sun? Well, that's clear enough anyway. I will love. Now, you can't fail to understand that, surely. You can't have forgotten the heart of the Bruce.
Was it Bruce who wrote that poem?
Robert the Bruce? No. Robert Burns? Yes, but names are immaterial.
Well, didn't this Bruce or Burns make some way round his oath?
None that is currently known.
You could release me?
Ah, but I won't.
Not when you know I've quite forgotten you.
Yes, but you haven't.
When you're not there, I can't even remember what you look like. When I turn the corner, I don't think of you at all.
Yes, but I'm always round that corner, my dear. And I'll always be there just for you.
This rendition comes to you by courtesy of Kaiser Stoneless Peaches. Remember, no other peach now marketed is completely stoneless. When you purchase Kaiser Stoneless Peaches, you are buying full weight of succulent peach flesh and nothing else.
Hello, Mr. Joyboy's resident. Mr. Joyboy speaking.
Please come over. I'm worried.
Speak up, honey, baby. I can't quite get you.
No, I'm so miserable.
It just isn't that easy hearing you. Mom got a new bird today, and she's trying to make him talk. Maybe we'd better leave whatever it is and talk about it tomorrow.
But it's about our marriage.
Yes, honey, baby, I kind of guessed it was. Sure, plenty of problems are going to come up. They all look easier in the morning. Take a good sleep, honey, baby.
But it's you.
Now, I'm going to be firm with you. Just you do what Papa says this minute, or Papa will be real mad at you.
L.A. Chronicle.
I want to speak to the guru, Brahmin.
Why, he doesn't work evening, sorry.
It's very important. Couldn't you please give me his home number?
Mr. Slump won't be working here after tomorrow, and he wouldn't be at home at this time anyway. You'd best try Mooney's Saloon. That's where he spends most evenings. And most days from now on, I guess.
And his real name is Slump.
That's what he tells me, sister.
Thank you.
And I tell you...
Yeah, you told us.
It's him who's got the biggest problem. Not me. Not all the people who write in. They got no problem compared to his problem. If he thinks I'm incapable of... then it's his problem.
There's a call for you, Mr. Slump. Are you here?
That'll be him now. And if he thinks... Hello!
Mr. Slump?
That you, Mr. Horowitz?
Mr. Slump? I'm Amy Thanatogenous. You remember me?
Oh, sure. This I really need.
Mr. Slump, I am in great distress. Mm. I need your advice. Mm. Remember the Britisher I told you about?
Here, you listen. I'm done listening.
Hey, get off, bud. It's your call.
Hey, Barman, give me another.
Hello? Huh?
Well, sister, what is it?
You heard what I said?
Sure, I heard fine.
Well, what am I to do?
Do? I'll tell you what to do. Just take the elevator to the top floor, find a nice window, and jump out. That's what you can do.
Thank you.
I told her to go take a high jump.
We heard.
Wasn't I right?
You know best, brother.
Oh, for Christ's sake, with a name like that... Barlow! Barlow, where are you?
Mr. Joyboy, not another parrot dead?
It's Amy!
Sorry, I can't bury people, only animals.
You knew it! Then you killed it! You killed my honey baby!
Joyboy, calm down.
She's dead!
But my fiancé?
My fiancé!
This is no time to quibble. What makes you think she's dead? She was perfectly well at supper time last night.
She's at Whispering Glades in my workshop under a sheet.
Sounds conclusive. You're sure it's her?
Well, of course I'm sure. You think I don't recognize my own fiancé?
No, don't get into that again.
She was poisoned.
Oh, my God, the nut burger.
Cyanide. Self-administered.
This needs thinking about, Joy Boy. I loved that girl.
I loved her.
Please.
She was my honey baby.
I must beg you not to intrude these private and rather peculiar terms of endearment into what should be a serious discussion. Now, what did you do when you found her?
I examined her. Then I covered her up. I put her in one of the refrigerators.
Well, what have you come to me for then?
It's your... Oh, you gotta do something.
I should point out that you are the man publicly engaged to her.
She was mine.
Don't say it, Joy Boy. Don't say it or I shall turn you out.
Oh, Mom. Babe, what's...
Joy Boy, control yourself and tell me plainly what is on your mind. All I can make out is a kind of litany of mamas and babies.
The dreamer.
I know that sounded like the dreamer. Is that what you're trying to say? Well, the dreamer knows?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't know. You want me to break the news to him?
Oh.
You want me to keep him in ignorance?
Ruined. Mom.
Ah. Now, you think your career will suffer if the dreamer learns you have the poisoned corpse of our fiancé in the icebox. Right, and for your mother's sake, this is to be avoided? Right? And you are proposing that I help dispose of the body. Don't ask me how I worked that out from a couple of gulps.
You gotta help me. It was you, simple American kid. Gotta help. Gotta.
I don't like this repetition of gotta, Joy Boy. Tell me, has anyone else but you access to this icebox?
Oh,
Well, then, go away, Joy Boy. Go back to your work. I will give the matter my full attention. Come and see me back here after luncheon. Oh, Amy, what poetry can save you now? Come in. Sir Ambrose, what a surprise.
Barlow, I just passed a very distressed-looking gentleman.
Oh, yes, he's just suffered a loss. Well, Sir Ambrose, it's been a long time. Haven't seen you down at the cricket club lately.
You haven't been down to the cricket club lately.
That would explain it.
Barlow, one of these has recently come into my hands.
Ah, you've received one of my cards.
Thought at first someone must be playing rather a poor kind of joke. Squadron leader, the Reverend Dennis Barlow, all non-sectarian services expeditiously conducted at competitive prices. Funerals a speciality, panegyrics in prose or poetry... Confessions heard in strict confidence. This is genuine?
Perfectly.
Yes, I was rather afraid it might be.
The cards were sent out by an agency. I didn't suppose you would be particularly interested.
But I am particularly interested. It won't do, Barlow. Please allow me an old man's privilege of speaking freely. It just won't do. After all, you are an Englishman.
When I last looked...
I didn't like it when you started work here. Told you so frankly at the time. But at least this is more or less a private concern. But religion's quite another matter, especially over here. It's not like your pleasant country rectories at home.
Actually, Sir Ambrose, I was trying to raise my status.
Then chuck it, dear boy, before it's too late. My advice is go home. That is your proper place.
Well, as a matter of fact, the call has grown fainter recently.
Excellent.
But there are certain practical difficulties. I've invested all my small savings in my theological studies.
I expected something of the kind. That is where the cricket club comes in. We had a committee meeting last night, and your name was mentioned. There was complete agreement. In a nutshell, we will send you home.
First class?
Tourist. I'm told it's jolly comfortable.
A drawing room on the train?
No drawing room.
Oh, well, I suppose that as a clergyman I should have to practice certain austerities.
Spoken like a man. I have the check with me. We signed it last night.
Hello, Barlow.
Ah, Drury Boy, you were lucky. I've just this minute finished off a porcupine. Now, have you regained control of yourself?
Yes.
Now, Drury Boy, you have two problems. Let me emphasize that. You have two problems. You are in possession of the corpse of your fiancé, and your career is threatened. First, you have to dispose of the body, and then you have to explain the disappearance. You're lucky that you came to me, for I am uniquely able to help you in these.
How?
I have here at my disposal an excellent crematorium. All we have to do is collect our loved one and fry her hair.
Oh, my God.
Now, to explain her sudden absence. Miss Thanatogenus has few acquaintances and no relations. She disappears on the eve of her wedding. Now, it is known that I once favored her with my attentions. What could be more plausible than that her natural good taste should have triumphed at the last moment and she should have eloped with me? All I need to do is disappear at the same time. No one will be curious beyond a cursory condemnation of our action as unethical, as California frankly doesn't give a damn what goes on beyond the mountains. You may receive some slightly unwelcome commiseration, and there the matter will end.
You think so?
I take it you have substantial savings.
Well, I have some insurance.
What can you borrow on that? $5,000?
Oh, no, 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 nothing like that.
How much, then?
Maybe $1,000.
Good, draw it out, Joy Boy. We shall need it all. And cash this check at the same time. It may seem to you sentimental, but I wish to leave the United States in the same style as I arrived. Now, go to the travel agency and buy me a ticket for England, a drawing room to New York, and a Kanada single stateroom with bath from then on. Oh, and I'll be at your mortuary with a collecting van soon after dinner. I reckon she'll take about an hour and a half, Casmack 5. Do you want to stay?
I can't bear to think of her going out like this. She loved to see things done right.
I rather thought of conducting a service, my first and last non-sectarian office.
Oh, I couldn't bear that.
Very well. I will recite instead a little poem I have written for the occasion.
Oh. Amy, thy beauty was to me like those Nicene barks of yore.
Hey, that's the phony poem.
Joy Boy, please remember where you are.
The gently o'er a perfumed sea, the weary way-worn wanderer bore to his own native shore.
Oh. It's remarkably apposite, eh, Joy Boy? Oh, well.
There, miss? Was that a customer?
Yes, Mr. Schultz, I'm just burning his little pet now.
Ah, good. Don't forget to write the message for the anniversary card.
I'm just doing that now.
Your little Amy is thinking of you. And wagging her tail in heaven tonight.
Friends, you've been listening to The Loved One by Evelyn Waugh, adapted for radio by Bill Matthews. I truly want a heartfelt thanks to go out to many, many people, including Miranda Richardson, who appeared as Amy Thanatogenus, Rupert Graves as Dennis Barlow, Donald Pickering as Sir Ambrose Abercrombie, Richard Griffiths as Mr. Joyboy, Mike McShane as Mr. Slump, Graham Hoadley as Mr. Schultz, Elaine Ice Cameron as Mrs. Joyboy, Garrick Hagen as the Reverend Bartholomew, Sue Broomfield as Rhoda, and David Bannerman as the radio announcer and the drunk. The Loved One was produced by Lissa Evans. Amen.